All right, Anthony. Victory lane. Car like yours, a driver like you, think they can win almost every night. Going into tonight's race, what do you think your chances were of winning?
We were really fast in the second practice, and we went up for the heat, and we struggled a little bit. We weren't sure why. So we went up and checked the scales. We were a little off, and in the feature, we weren't even really too good. We started ninth, and I think we dropped back a couple spots, and then they just started wrecking, and I won because I survived, pretty much. I wasn't the fastest car by any means, but I survived.
Yeah, you had a good seat to almost every one of those wrecks tonight.
Yeah, it was really close. That one with Schardner and Hoag was way too close because we were going to the checkered. We were coming out of 40 at the checkered flag, and they were both sideways, so I tried gassing up and getting through there to win. Then they started spinning, so I was like, oh, crap, and it worked out.
Granted, you don't want to make any enemies. A little young for that still. Did you see anybody in particular make any pretty bonehead moves out there? You don't have to say any names.
Every week, the same guys are making boneheaded moves, and something's got to be done about them because a lot of good wreck race cars. For example, Schardner, he's always one of the fastest cars, and going to the checkered flag, that's just a little ridiculous, but it's getting crazy.
All right, how is this win different from your last one? Last one you had to fight a little more. This one kind of fell into your lap, but then again, you still had to hold off JJ a lap to go. And his birthday was a couple days ago, so you know he must have wanted it.
Yeah, I didn't really expect this one. The last one we started third, we had a good spot. We were real fast all night. And this one we kind of struggled all night. We had a not too good of a starting spot way back in ninth. And like I said, we started falling back at the beginning of the race and just worked out, so it's cool. But I got to thank my sponsors. Last time I won, I forgot to thank anybody. So all my sponsors, Lighthouse Lanes was a huge help, Canale Insurance, GS Steamers, Franco's Pizza, Precision Sign and Graphics, Front Door Tavern, my crew, Stu Fenske. They work on this thing week in and week out. After the wreck last week, we were in the shop almost every week tonight, and we were contemplating on whether we wanted to come back this week just because we're sick of fixing a wrecked race car, but we made the right decision.